Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Mindy Hibner, who's an intuitive mindset mastery coach, NLP practitioner, a certified health, life, and success coach, and clinical hypnotherapist, helping entrepreneurs challenge their limiting beliefs, embrace their confidence, and reveal the wildly successful humans they are. I am so excited to have you, Mindy, today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here and opening your community to me. I know that's quite an honor and a privilege, and I hold it as such. So thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I was so curious about everything that you've been coaching on, and I've been exploring different things and methodologies to really take myself to a whole different level and unleash the inner whatever. And so when the opportunity came for me to interview you, I was like, oh my God, she's like the answer to my prayers. She's going to help me figure out what I would need to go to the next level. So I can't wait to dive in. I can't wait. But before we begin, I love asking, what's your why? Why did you start doing what you're doing today?
Yeah, amazing. Thank you for asking. And I believe all humans, but very specifically women, deserve a champion. They deserve someone in their corner holding the space for their limitlessness and holding that space while they catch up with the belief that they are limitless and they are worthy and they get to have a soul aligned business and an extraordinary life. That's my why.
That's amazing. Now, can I ask you, what steps did you take? Do you recall what helped you figure out your why?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. My life experience, right? Wanting that support in my corner and seeking it out purposefully. So knowing that I wanted to be that loudly and it wouldn't be so difficult for someone to find. Anyone in my sphere knows this about me. Like I have always been the person who people came to and told way more information than they should tell, right? Like taught, coached, mentored my entire adult life and young adult life as well. And it was the catalyst to moving through how can I be more of a champion. Eventually, in the last several years, that got to mindset and habits and identity, which is the sweetest spot ever.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you know, when people ask me about entrepreneurship and they want my thoughts if they should start a business or not, usually I check their mindset to see like what kind of a mindset do they have? Because if they don't have the right mindset, they'll never succeed. If they're getting into a business with the mindset that, oh, I can't, I need so much money to do this and I need that, usually my feedback is, either change the mindset or do not get into that business with the belief system that you need ABC and you're never going to get ABC to accomplish that. So don't do it. But let's dive a little bit about some of the things that you do to help people succeed. I mean, I'm really impressed by NLP practitioner. Let's talk a little bit about that. And then you kind of walk me through and talk about the other things that are utilized by entrepreneurs or just people who are trying to, you know, figure out why are they here or how can they go to another level or how can they just unleash their inner selves and become more successful?
Yes. You'll get many definitions of what NLP is. The reason that NLP is one of my go-to tools is we cannot out-hustle our beliefs. So you just talked about the person who would come to you and say, oh, should I start a business? If you believe that you have to work 24/7, these things, right? You can't, if you don't believe in your worth, if you don't believe in that money gets to come easily and effortlessly, and I get to have joy and ease in everything that I do, right? We cannot out hustle our beliefs. So if we believe that it has to be hard and that it's always going to, I'm always going to be at the bottom, I'm never going to figure it out, you win. See, this is how magical we are. We're always winning the game that we're playing because our brain deletes, distorts, and generalizes based on our beliefs. So you can check yourself immediately to see if your beliefs are empowering you or disempowering you, and if they'll move you forward or hold you back by the way that you're showing up and talking to yourself on a regular basis. So NLP teaches us these things about the brain. It is technically, for me, the study of excellence. It is the patterns of success. It's also language patterns. So I'm constantly coaching my clients and anyone who asks about it, about NLP, about reframing, about switching words, about what is the meaning that you have given to this situation that is now has created a limiting belief for you that you will be unable to move past until you give this a more empowered meaning, until you decide that this was, here's a perfect example. Someone cuts us off in traffic and we immediately go, jerk, that person is such a jerk. Well, we've cut people off in traffic before and we're not jerks. So we make this split decision, but these split decisions, like we just carry them through and they rise up all of a sudden. We're like, where did this belief come from? It was a decision we made, was passed down to us. All kinds of places limiting beliefs can come from, but we make these split decisions show the power that we get to take back is, well, what's a more empowered meaning that I could give to this human who cut me off? You know, he's having a bad day. He, you know, like something distracted, whatever it is, something way more empowering for both of us than he's a jerk, right? And this is what we get to rewire the brain using NLP, using neuroscience, like neuroplasticity, all those things to say, well, what if this was better? What if this was happening for me, not to me? And how do I get to learn and move through it?
So question, if I'm trying to really scale my company to a whole different level, mm-hmm. and I know that the mindset is important, I have to get rid of the limiting beliefs and I have to have the right belief system to get to that level, because it's mm-hmm. a whole different level. And my initial thoughts might be, oh my God, I don't have the team to support me. I don't have the funds to support me to take on bigger clients like that and be able. So I started experiencing all these limited beliefs. What would be the process like to, I guess my question would be to for someone like me, if I wanted to use NLP to help me really figure out how to scale my business and go to the next level, do I dive deeper into the limiting beliefs? I mean, I'm just in my head when you were explaining it, I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to deal with so many problems and limited beliefs and decisions I've made in the past 43 years. Oh my God, it's going to be like, it's going to take me forever to figure this thing out. That was like my initial thought.
Okay, you win, right? Like you could think that, and you could choose a more empowered thought that when a limiting belief comes up, and what is the, you know, definition of a limiting belief, a belief that limits us from right. stepping into who we were made to be. When it comes up, you could go, oh, here's my opportunity to get rid of this limiting belief. So do we have a lot of them? Probably. A lot of them won't show up necessarily until you step into that next place, right? That next way of being. And while you're using NLP, you're also just stepping, relieving and releasing and revealing the limiting beliefs is, I would say, the number one place to start in that. Because here's what a limiting belief pretends to be, is a protection. So when you have the thought of, oh, I don't have the money to hire a team to scale my business, this is a protection. It's a protection from failure. It's a protection from being judged. It's a protection from
being uncomfortable. Yeah.
Exactly. So they show up as protections. What you get to ask yourself is, What is this really protecting me from? Is it protecting me from failure? Nope. Because we're all going to fail. It's part of life. That's how we succeed, is we fail, right? Is it protecting me from judgment? Nope. People are going to judge us all day long anyway, right? We get to ask ourselves, then who would I be without this belief? Mm-hmm. What's a more empowered belief that I could start stepping into and start embodying?
Amazing. Amazing. Let's talk a little bit about hypnotherapy. I've tried it and I loved it. But to me, it was very similar to meditation.
It is.
And I didn't realize that I've been doing it all along. I just didn't know. I was sort of hypnotizing myself.
Yeah, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
All hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
I've been for the last, 4 years, I want to say I've been, well, until my newborn came and then I stopped. But I would sit in the mornings and write a question and then go into meditation state. And then whatever answers would pop into my head, I would write it down. But I never realized that that's how hypnosis is too. I always imagined hypnosis is going to be this thing where they hypnotize me and I'm going to start like saying crazy things and like even walk in my sleep. I don't know. I just had this weird vision of
sure. Like, that's what the movies show us, right? Movies show us you're going to be very sleepy. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to cluck like a chicken. Yeah. All those things. And hypnosis is a very deep, deep meditative state of trance. So it's this beautiful twilight place where you get to align your conscious and your subconscious. Because so many of us, this is why we set a goal and we don't achieve it. It's because we say we want this. But remember, we cannot hustle our beliefs. So if we truly believe that we are incapable, not worthy, can't figure it out, we'll sabotage ourselves. It doesn't matter what we say, is it in alignment with what we believe? And hypnosis can help release those incongruencies, those misalignments, to then align your conscious and your subconscious.
Now, when I did mine, I asked only one. I think I just focused on one thing. I didn't really ask any questions. I just went in there and I kept hearing this one specific message, which was weird. I was like, why am I getting this message? Why am I getting this message? And the message was believe in yourself. And then I came out of the hypnosis and I was just like, I believe in myself. I believe myself a little too much. Why am I thinking this? But then I started going back and looking at some of the projects that have been sitting on my desk that I have not been touching or getting into. And I realized it's because I don't believe that I can do it. I feel like I need someone else to help me with this and I need someone else. And every time I bring more people into the mix, it gets prolonged and it never finishes, because then we've got, we get 5-6 different ideas and then I get frustrated because it's not really what I want. And so all of a sudden I was like, wait, this is true. I do need to believe in myself. And maybe that message came to me from my, I don't know, is it the unconscious mind or
both? It's an interchangeable word. Yes. It's either way. Yeah. It absolutely came to you from there. Uh-huh. Absolutely came to you from there. This is what you get to do. And I'm hearing this word a lot and I want to share with your listeners, like, some really easy ways to start reframing and shifting is to make some word swaps. So instead of I have to, I get to. This is so energetically expansive. You are now operating in choice as opposed to I have to. Like, nobody likes to be told what to do. You said newborn. So how old is your child?
He's 9 months old. So he's
9 months old.
You all day.
so he's already soon. He's going to be like bucking the system. You're going to say, oh, we're going to do this. And he's going to be like, because nobody likes to be told what to do.
Right.
And when he's older and he gets offered choice, he's going to love choice like all of us, right? We want choice. And so when we switch from I have to I get to, all of a sudden it's become a choice that we've made. When we make just that one word swap, so many things open up for us. When we say, I need to, are we saying it from the place of, this is a necessity for my deepest desires, than say need all day long? if need is should, I should get rid of it. Like find a better word for yourself. You get choice in that. Yes, you get to create from your deepest desire this essential thing. So I need this, like I need it. Not, oh, I need to do this. I need to be on social media 24/7 in order to grow my business. I need to never sleep in order to, like, no, get rid of that. Get rid of that. It's a gift you'll give yourself. I'm asking you to get curious about if I make these word swaps, what gets to start opening up for me, because you'll start shifting your filter, your RAS, your reticular activating system. You'll start shifting that and it will start seeing the proof that you get to. It's not a no choice. It's a choice. And you're showing up as the woman or the entrepreneur who.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great advice, Mindy. And I am going to start saying I get to instead of I need to or I have to. I usually use a lot of I have to's, which is frustrating. But I think as an entrepreneur, it's more important now than ever to be able to take time and do self-care, mental self-care, because it's so noisy out there and we get so caught up in everything. And it's just, we don't have time to listen to our inner voice. We don't have time to listen to ourselves and all these information, all the information out there just confuses me even more. And I feel like I get lost in this noisy space. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs? And maybe you can share a little bit about some of your services that you offer, where, you know, we can all take advantage and help ourselves to really become better entrepreneurs. What can we start with? What do you advise?
Yeah, absolutely. I love to start with casting the vision and then casting the votes. And so you get to cast a vision, and it's also called mental rehearsal. And I have a free downloadable mental rehearsal for you. The only thing you need to know how to do in it is, where do you want to be? Have a well-formed outcome. So I want to see myself at the end of the day having had 3 conversations, having made 7 contacts, having not lost my cool when, like, what is it? What outcome do you want to create? And an outcome is a result from the action or inaction that we take, right? Have that well-formed outcome. And then you get to mentally rehearse yourself showing up in it. What am I going to see? What am I going to hear? What am I going to taste? What am I going to smell? What am I going to feel internally? What am I going to feel externally? Your brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. So you cast this vision for yourself. Now you get to cast the vote all day long. You're casting a vote for changing your identity, for rewiring your brain and becoming the person who.
What advice do you have for people who are listening who might be struggling with making decisions? They might have a few opportunities that they have to decide upon, or they're struggling between something that they're passionate about versus having to do something that makes money to support the family.
This is a great question. And you get to, I would invite you to get curious about trying on each scenario. Who do you get to be and what do you get to believe about yourself in order to step into either scenario, step into it, stand in it, walk in it? What's happening a month down the road? What's happening 2 months down the road? How is it making you feel? How are you being? Who are you being? How are you treating the other people around you? Come back out of it, step into the next scenario. If you're making a two, you know, if you're at a fork in the road, okay, what do I get to believe about myself in this? What could open up for me if I stepped into this side? What else is available here? And in both sides, we're asking ourselves, am I fighting for my limitations or am I fighting for my limitlessness? This is really seeing things through a different perspective. Once you've stepped into each scenario and you've gone out a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the road, and you come back, just check in. Where, how did this feel? This is how I made the decision to go full-time into coaching many, many years ago. I was debating keeping a part-time thing and coaching and like doing both, and then, or taking the plunge, yeah, with no net, right? Just like plunging into full-time coaching. I stepped into both scenarios. I came back. It was a no-brainer. The going into the coaching absolutely felt so light and expansive, and trying to juggle and stay in both and keep a foot in safety and protection and then sort of risk it was not, it was my body was like, nope, that feels terrible. We're not doing that.
Wow.
And that was years ago. It's a super great way to really check in and see what you believe about yourself, because your limiting beliefs will come up. And then you get to ask yourself, what is this protecting me from? Who would I be without this belief? What's a more empowered belief?
That's amazing. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try it. And I'm going to actually, I'm going to reach out to you, because I do have a few opportunities, which are great. But then I feel like I'm having a hard time deciding. I can't seem to hear the inner voice. I think maybe it's due to lack of sleep or just being exhausted and tired.
Well, that is definitely, as a young mom, yes, a mom with a young child, that definitely could be contributing to it. Absolutely. You get to ask yourself, like, here's two questions. What if you did know? Because you're saying, I don't know. What if you did? What if you did? Normally the answer comes right up.
Yeah.
Like, we really do know. We have all the magic inside us. It's unlocking it and it's rewiring our brain to believe it and see it. And so you get to say, well, what if I did know? Oh, and we just feel like this push, like, well, then I would do this. If I did know, I would do this. That's definitely one question that you get to ask yourself.
You know, the problem that I'm having, you know, even like my fear is that if I sit and ask that question, my brain is just not focusing. Like, I'm not, it's everywhere. And that's why I wanted to learn a little bit more about NLP and hypnotherapy, because I feel like I need to go into the alpha brain mode to be able to tap into the right answers. Cause whatever brain, like whatever level I'm at right now, is just not producing at its optimal level.
You also get to start asking yourself, where's the proof that it is producing? Because remember, we're always winning the game we're playing. So the more you believe that you're scattered, that you can't make the decision, that you need to go into the alpha, theta, all the things, right? That you need to go into a different level in order to tap into it, the more you will prove it to yourself. So just check in. Okay, where's the proof that I can make a decision? Did you decide what to wear today? Did you decide to take a walk? It doesn't have to be a decision in your business. It just gets to be any decision. So you start pointing yourself to the proof that you're clear. You can make a decision. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I wore a nice top.
Beautiful.
Although the heat is getting it all crazy and wild, but wow, that's great advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really had you longer, Mindy. This is not, I still have so many questions, but maybe we'll have you back on the show again.
Absolutely.
How can the listeners get a hold of you? Where can they learn more about you?
Yeah, yes. I please take advantage of my free downloadable guided meditation. They can find it at rewireyourbrainclub.com.
Amazing. And we'll have all the details in the show notes. Thank you so much, awesome. Mindy. Thank you for all the work that you do, the amazing work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.